I'm Janet Nakano from NBA Podcaster, and I'm here with Peter von Lessica, the NBA Tour CEO and Managing Director. The NBA Tour runs more than 165 international recruitment events in 28 countries. The events connect quality MBA applicants with prestigious global business schools in order to help applicants find the right program. During the events, applicants have the opportunity to talk directly with admissions officers from top schools and learn what they're looking for in applicants. We'll hear from Peter about what the MBA Tour can offer to you. I'll also speak with Meredith Siegel. She's the MBA Tour's Senior Associate Director. With so many schools being represented at these events, Meredith will give us some advice on how to navigate through it all. Log on to our website, mbapodcaster.com/MBA Tour, to hear from the MBA Tour about special considerations applicants from India, Asia, Latin America, and Canada should keep in mind when applying to U.S. business schools. So, Peter, can you tell us why the MBA Tour is necessary for international applicants?
The MBA Tour is necessary for international students to connect them with admissions officials from the top business schools in North America and Europe. And it really facilitates a personal introduction to them. And it also facilitates the education of international students on the admissions process in Western schools, which is oftentimes very different from their country of origin. A lot of countries place students based on standardized test results, but that's not true in Western schools, and in particular business schools, who are looking for a lot more rounded candidates when they place them in their classes.
And what do international applicants gain by attending an MBA Tour event?
What they can gain is a very good understanding of the admissions process and what their desired school is looking for in candidates. And they can also expect to have some interaction with an admissions official and some alumni if the school chooses to bring an alumnus to the event.
Attending the MBA Tour is a way for potential international applicants to research and find a school that matches their interests and goals. Meredith Siegel is currently Senior Associate Director. She also spent 6 years as an admissions director at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Meredith, can you tell us how someone could fully utilize the MBA Tour?
I think the best way to fully utilize the MBA Tour conference and fair events is for students to do a little bit of research before the event. By visiting our website, the prospective MBA candidates can see which schools will be coming to recruit at our fair events, and they can visit the websites of each of the individual programs to learn a little bit more about what the schools that are coming have to offer them in terms of academics, in terms of career opportunities, in terms of spousal support or family support and location and all of that. So it's really important to us that we get information about our schools out to prospective MBA candidates as quickly as possible so that those candidates can learn a little bit more about the schools before they actually attend the event. Another thing that I would recommend that students do is to visit each table in the conference and fair event room. Not every student will have heard of every school that's in the room, but even if they haven't heard of that particular school or program, we recommend that they don't ignore it. That school might have the perfect program for that candidate based on what his or her goals are, and so we really strongly recommend that the candidates make sure to stop at every table and every school that comes to visit. A third thing that I would recommend is that MBA students or prospective MBA students have the opportunity to attend the panels and the workshops that we offer. Sometimes students feel that what they really want to do is get into the fair and grab up as many of the materials that the schools bring as possible. But to make the event really valuable for the prospective students, the admissions directors are going to be holding panels and workshops about how to apply successfully to business school. And the real value of coming to those programs is not only getting to know the various admissions directors from various programs, but to hear from the actual decision makers about what makes a successful application to an MBA program.
What are the important questions they should be asking school representatives?
There are a lot of questions that we recommend that MBA candidates think about when they are talking to admissions directors from various universities. The biggest question that they should think about is, what will help me differentiate this program from another program? So that's going to vary from candidate to candidate, but some examples of differentiation questions would be, what is your school known for? What are the career services that exist at your school? Tell me about the student demographics at the school. Where are they from? What percent are international? Will there be other people from my home country? And then tell me about the faculty demographics at your school. What percent is international? Where are these faculty members getting their academic credentials from? Where do they consult? What kind of projects have they been on? Can they help me get into the company or the industry that I am most interested in? Can you put me in touch with any alums who have been part of the program and can talk to me about their experiences coming and living in your town and studying at your school? And then it's important to ask questions about the application process, the timelines, because in many cases, studying abroad or studying outside of one's home country involves not only getting into a school, but then going and getting a visa. So what are the timelines recommended for international students? How accessible are your alumni or your faculty or your current students if I have questions? And how would I go about getting in touch with those people if they are accessible? Also, ideas about the growth or the goals of the business school. What ways is it growing? What are the priorities in terms of development? And do those match the individual student's priorities in terms of his or her own development? Essentially, we're recommending that students really look for the factors that will most enable them to be successful as an MBA applicant, as an MBA student, and then as an MBA alum in their career development. The one rule of thumb that we do give to students is that time with admissions directors is not well spent if they are asking questions that they could find out by looking them up on the web. For example, by asking, where are you located? Or by asking, do you require the GMAT? Those are things that are pretty easy to find on the web and don't necessarily need interaction between an admissions director and a prospective student. So thoughtful questions would be those questions that aren't necessarily available on the web or aren't as available on the web and require a little bit of thought and discussion.
And finally, when the student gathers all of this information, they talk to these admissions directors, they see these panels, how would they go about evaluating the schools and choosing?
Right now, many students, both domestic U.S. students and international students, look to MBA rankings to differentiate and evaluate schools. And it is our goal as the MBA Tour and in the industry in general to help students understand that rankings are not the answer to understanding how a school is evaluated. Each system of rankings differs in terms of the criteria used to evaluate the school. And the main function of the rankings in every instance is to sell magazines. So they're not a good resource for evaluating schools. They're fine to help a student understand what schools are out there. But beyond that, we make some alternative suggestions for students to evaluate schools. And those suggestions differ by applicant somewhat because the goal is for the applicant to find the best school for him or her. And so that would be an individual measure of evaluation. But the things that will help a student to determine whether that school is right for him or her is to think about how will this MBA program meet your needs and meet each of your individual needs, your academic needs? Does it have the courses that you were looking to study to help you fully develop your understanding of business theory? Does it have a career placement center that can help you to meet your career goals? And if so, does that career center help to place you in your home country or in an international country? And how, again, how accessible are the alumni that have been placed, and what have their experiences been? Other factors that a student can use to evaluate a program would include the family needs. Again, is this program in a location that is going to be comfortable for the whole family? Are there outdoor spaces for children to play or school systems for children to attend? Is it safe? What, depending on visa issuance, what would be available for a spouse, a trailing spouse, to do while the student is in school? And another question would be about, here again, the student demographics. Does the program meet your goals as a student for who you want to surround yourself by? Is there a strong international presence? Is that student profile going to give you the kind of network that you want to develop professionally by way of either their career progress to date or the extracurricular activities that they do, whether there's a hedge fund that they manage or some kind of sports team or something that is important to you as a student? And are you going to be fulfilled outside of your classroom and career goals by what that program has to offer? And then another factor that weighs pretty heavily on the evaluation of the school is, can I afford this? Is that school going to offer you a scholarship or some kind of graduate assistantship that will help you to pay for tuition or any living expenses? Does that school offer international student loan? And if so, does it require a cosigner or does it not require a cosigner? And will you as a student be able to get a return on that investment fairly quickly?
Let's go back to Peter. Would you tell us how your tours differ from other tour groups?
Our tours are different in that we travel, for the most part, with admissions officials throughout our events in Asia, Latin America, and North America. And the difference is that those people are the best qualified at explaining the admissions process, and they're the actual decision makers.
Tell us a little bit more about how the process works. Where do applicants register, and what schools usually attend your events?
Students can register online at www.thembatour.com, and there's a whole landing site for students when they register for our events. They just choose the event that they want to attend and fill out information on themselves and a little bit of background information, which we do share with the admissions officials from schools. The schools that travel with us are the top business schools in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. We probably have the strongest network of schools that travel with us of any of the tour organizations that organize these events. In fact, we have an application process for schools to join our events where they have to be approved by the advisory board, which looks for schools to add value to the event, meaning that they will draw in additional students to the event and will also give more traffic to other schools that have already signed up for the event.
How much do these events cost?
The events are free for students all over the world. We do not charge for these events.
And finally, Peter, what's the MBA tour schedule looking like this year?
Our events this year are going to be in Asia, in Latin America, and North America, as well as India. We'll be in the Far East in the first half of September and in three cities in India the second half of September. Also during September, we will be conducting a four-city tour of the United States with our elite schools, and that is by invitation only for the schools. So you will see the top business schools in the United States represented in those events in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Then in October, we're traveling to Latin America. We'll be doing 8 cities across Latin America, and then finishing up at the end of October and crossing over in November with 3 cities in Canada. And students may sign up for all of these events on the MBATour.com.
That was Peter von Lessica, the MBA Tour's CEO and Managing Director. If you're interested in attending one of their international recruiting events and want more information, visit thembatour.com. Visit our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour, to hear from the MBA Tour about special considerations applicants from India, Asia, Latin America, and Canada should keep in mind when applying to U.S. business schools. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening.